Series of Genesis sponsored by the Saka family and by Yelad Avram Furman for a full Shlema of Hadassah Racha Bas Chana Golda. We are learning the addendum to the Amidah Elokai Netzor. We began asking Hashem to protect us, guard us, stop us from the misuse and abuse of the power of speech. Let us not speak Lashon Hara, and let us not say deceit or lies. Let us also not only learn when to speak, but how to be silent. V'lim kalalai nafshi sidom, and nafshi ke'afar lakol tiyah. What will encourage us, empower us to stay silent even in the face of insult is when we remember, Nafshi ke'afar lakol tiyah, let me be like dust to all. And then we continue, Psach libi b'sarasecha u'v'mitzvasecha tirdof nafshi. Open up my heart to your Torah. What does open up my heart to your Torah have to do with let me not speak Lashon Hara and let me not respond to those who insult me? What does one thing have to do with the other? Rav Chaim Volozhiner writes in his Ruach HaChaim, the connection is as follows. If a person, even if a person is modest and humble in their own eyes, a person doesn't believe the hype about themselves. However, others give them kavod. So receiving kavod is the biggest obstacle to growing, elevating, being enriched with Torah. A person who suffers from kavod, both the pursuit or the desire for it, or even receiving it, it's an enormous impediment, it's an obstacle to growing spiritually, to growing religiously, to growing in Torah. Therefore, says Rav Chaim Volozhiner, that's exactly what my Berei D'Ravina, you know, Kain Etzor was teaching us. V'nafshi ke'afar lakol tiyah, if the world doesn't think I'm anyone or anything special, if I'm not distracted and I'm not compromised or corrupted by receiving or pursuing honor, the result is psach libi b'sarasecha. Now my heart can be open for your Torah. Because if my heart is worried about how many followers, how many friends, how many reposts, how many retweets, how much covered, how big the font is for my name, my donation, what I gave, where does it appear? If I'm too busy chasing covered, then my heart is not available and open to learning Torah. It's when nafshi ke'afar lakol tiyah, now psach libi b'sarasecha. Nobody's looking at me. Nobody's admiring me. Nobody's elevating me. Nobody's honoring me. I'm free to learn Torah as a humble servant of Hashem, as I zokter b'chaim v'lozhiner in his Ruach HaChaim. However, there are many other interpretations as well. The Ribar Yakar has a different interpretation, and he says the following. We begin with Netzor Lashoni Meira. We ask Hashem to start. We ask him not only to guard, stop us from gossip. And the way to do so, how can we prevent the misuse and abuse of the power of speech? We won't violate or compromise the power of speech if instead we use it not for its lowest purpose, we use it for its highest purpose. And what's the highest purpose we can use it for? Limud HaTorah. The opposite of Netzor Lashoni Meira is Psach Libi B'Sarasecha. Instead of sitting around schmoozing, gossiping, spreading lies, slander, exaggerations, instead, that same power of speech could be, you want to hear a Dvar Torah? You want to hear a Geshmak idea? You want to hear an insight from the Daf? You want to hear something from the Parsha? As the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Kapitel Lamites, Eshmer D'Rachai Mechato Bil Shoni, protect me from the path of making a mistake with the power of my tongue. And the Medrash Tehillim there writes, Lo Nasan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tor Yisrael, Ela Shelo Yiyu Az Oskim B'Lashon Hara V'Lo B'Divrei Batala. The reason Hashem gave us Torah, it's sort of lahavdil. But in the inner city, they have something called midnight basketball. Why do they have a midnight basketball league in the inner city? They used to. I don't know if they still do. Because at the exact hour and time when people are most likely to get into trouble, let's occupy and preoccupy them with something innocent instead. Go play ball and have fun. It's much better than whatever else you're going to do the same time at night. So the Ribono Shel Olam said, people like to talk. One gender maybe more than the other. That's not me, that's the Gemara. Sarakah ben Sicha Yarda La'olam Tisha. We know where 9 out of 10 went. I'm not saying that as the Gemara. But people like to talk. The gift of gab, they like to schmooze, they like to talk. So Hashem said, if they like to talk already, let me give them Torah. Let them talk in Torah, let them talk in learning, let them talk about values, let them talk about ideas and ideals, not only talk about people. So the Medrash Tehillim says, that's why he gave us the Torah. So therefore we daven, Psach Libi B'Sarasecha, because the opposite of Netzor Lashoni Meira is Psach Libi B'Sarasecha. Instead of misusing speech for slander, gossip, use speech to elevate with the power of Torah. Chavetz Chaim also writes this on Shemir Salashon, Chelik Aleph Shara Torah. The Liman HaTorah is the Takana to Lashon Hara. Just as the Gemara in Erchin says, Daf Tezvav, Ma Takana So Shalayavad Lashon Hara. Gemara wonders in Erchin, what's the Takana? What's the repair? How do we avoid Lashon Hara? Im Tamachachamu Yasuk B'Torah. If you have a vocabulary, if you're fluent in Torah, the best use of speech is Talmud Torah, is to speak Torah. So therefore, even though it seems like a non sequitur, even though it seems like it's entirely a new theme, why do we go from stop me from gossip, let me not respond to insults, open up my heart to learning Torah? What does one thing have to do with the other? So you see, first of Chaim V'Lajner, one thing has to do with the other. When nafshi ka'afar, then psach li bi. And the Ribbah Yakar says, that's why we got Torah. It's the highest use of speech. It's the antithesis and opposite of using it for a low purpose of gossip. But we're not done yet. We've got a couple more interpretations. Amir Tashem will continue with tomorrow night.